tremendous books on men, on fathering, on boys. The Boy Crisis, his latest, that just barely came out. You've got to grab it because those lessons that our dads and fathers can teach these boys are so needed and so necessary that I think it's just criminal to not have these men in these kids' lives, and they need to be. We have a huge crisis in this country right now with this, and we really need to pay attention to it. And I was asking you, Dr. Farrell, on the way out last break, was, are they learning more from what they learn even through social cues and nonverbal everything from the dads more so than, say, a mom saying it?
Yes. Moms or dads saying to a child what to do is helpful. Mm-hmm. But actually, if it's followed, if the boundaries are not enforced, then it's actually damaging. So, for example, moms and dads tend to set boundaries the same way. They'll both say, "Sweetie, you can't have your ice cream you can have your ice cream when you finish your peas."
Mm-hmm.
And children will, of course, test to see whether they can have as few peas as possible before
sure.
they get their ice cream. The difference tends to be the way that moms and dads enforce boundaries. With the mom is more likely to say, the kid will say to mom, "Can I have my ice cream now?" And she'll say, "No, I said you have to have it when you finish your peas. But I'll tell you what, if you have these many peas, let's say half the peas, then you can have your ice cream." Now the signal goes to the child, boy or girl, "Aha, I can manipulate a better deal." So at the end of a quarter of the peas being finished, the child says, "Okay, I tried. I did the amount of peas mm-hmm. you wanted." Mom will say, "Well, not quite, but you did try." And she thinks to herself in her mind, "I'm not going to get into a big argument over a few peas. He at least tried, or she
mm-hmm.
tried.
Sure.
Okay, sweetie, you can have your ice cream now." Dad is much more likely to say, "Excuse me, we have a deal here, and you know the deal, and I know the deal, and you know that I know the deal. You can have your ice cream until you finish your peas." "Oh, you're so mean. Mommy doesn't do that." Well, you can continue saying, "I'm so mean, and then there'll be no ice cream tomorrow night either." Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So the boy or girl learns that with dad, it gets worse when I complain and try to manipulate. I'd better learn to focus on doing what I need to do in order to get what I want to have, the ice cream. So what the child is learning without knowing it with the dad is to have postponed gratification, to be able to not have
mm-hmm.
that gratification of the ice cream until you do the things you need to do. With the mom, it's learning to do not postponed gratification, but immediate manipulation. So moms report having to say things over and over again, because when they do say something, the child learns that it's only a cue, it's only a negotiating position, and it's their job to negotiate. With dads, it's not nearly as much a negotiating position. He may negotiate at the beginning, but once he makes a decision, he says that goes. And so children, now here's where it really comes, the importance comes in. Children growing up predominantly parented by dads, only 15% of them have ADHD.
Huh.
Children predominantly parented by moms, 30% have ADHD.
Wow.
And you can see why, with what I just explained,
yeah.
that the child with the mom learns that he doesn't have to focus his attention or her attention on doing what she or he needs to do. They can just get it. They can get sidetracked by better methods of manipulation and negotiation. With dad, the child has to focus the attention rather than having a deficit of attention.
Right.
And the importance of that is it leads to the slippery slope. When a child does not have postponed gratification, they can't finish their homework. They can't rehearse for an acting job because they don't have the discipline to do the rehearsal for that, or playing soccer and then learning all the rules of football or basketball. And so they have dreams, because moms are very good at helping the children dream and recognize the best parts of themselves. Dads are also good at that, sometimes not quite as good at that. But a dream that is not followed up by discipline
mm-hmm.
becomes usually a disappointed dream. And then eventually I found that the children become afraid to dream.
Wow. What you said was just so powerful in understanding a father's role and respecting it. And a lot of women, and I can say this because I am one and I'm a mom, you get into momager mode. You're the manager of the family. You know best. You're around the kids more. And so a lot of women can tend to try to treat their husband as another one of the kids and manage everybody. And then mom always knows best. That isn't the case. The lessons that you just talked about are vital. And yet we women cater to one, the men cater to the other. God in all of his wisdom put us together to raise kids for a reason. And they have to get both sides of that, right?